awaited return.
Very much so. It's been a really long time.
Rooster slides.
Probably, because our canes are clashing or something.
Okay. Or they could be.
Could be. See, I have to. Okay. Ew. So we're walking, as it's fairly evident what we're doing, I think, by the sound of our canes. And we're walking on this very fun road.
After eating wonderful breakfast.
Oh yeah, my mom took us to the deli, to a deli. Very good local deli, I might add. And we got bacon and egg sandwiches. Well, I got bacon and egg, someone else got bacon, egg, and sausage, right?
Yeah.
And it was really quite good. And now we're walking. It's a 3-mile walk in total. I don't think we'll actually talk for all 3 miles, because goodness knows I don't have enough to say. And this walk is actually, it goes down to the beach, and this road is closed to traffic. So, it's kind of nice, because you don't have to worry about cars or anything.
Well, theoretically, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you always have to obviously be aware of where you're going, but... it's kind of nice. So, you can hear the birds and everything. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a wildlife preserve. I don't know where exactly it starts or ends, but... it's on the left side. And let's see. What else can we talk about?
Well.
Oh, well, we should talk about the icon. Because I haven't even told the podcast people I have one yet. But
what
are you going to say?
You're recording on.
Exactly. That is what I'm recording on. I'm using the built-in microphone. Because I don't know what happened to my little Olympus one that I owned.
It's packed somewhere.
Probably. Hopefully. If not, I'll find it next year because I'm living in that same room. So I have an icon and I really like it. It's very fun. It's very wonderful. It's very little. I love the size, which is, for me, like, one of the coolest things about it. I just have to say. It really is tiny and adorable. I know. I'm strange. I love the email capabilities, wireless internet. I definitely have to say, the book search feature is wonderful. However,
addicting.
It's very addicting, and if you're not careful, you can go over your Bookshare 100. You can get to up to 100 books very easily. In fact, I have to check on mine later because I think I'm pretty much close, and it's only May. What is today?
8th?
May 8th, and I think I've downloaded almost 100 books this month.
Let's see, the 5th was Saturday. So yeah, 8th.
So, it's definitely very addicting. The newspaper feature is also pretty cool, wouldn't you say?
Great to read.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about going. I have a book port. Well, we don't have book ports.
Actually, I don't anymore.
I stole it because mine's broken. But it's getting fixed. Hopefully. And I liked reading the newspaper on my book port, but I always found that it was annoying to have to go downstairs and get it and then put it on my book port.
Not terribly convenient.
Just the convenience wasn't there. What?
It was a little harsh.
No, that's not that harsh. We'll leave it in. Just because you said you wanted to edit it, I wasn't leaving it in. Kidding. We probably will leave it in after all that.
Oh, SoundForge, what fun we are.
I don't believe in SoundForge.
I know.
I'm a studio recorder girl. Thanks! Keep knocking into me. Purposely, I might add.
Who got you studio recorder?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on track, kids.
How do you ever get off track?
Ew. what having you on the podcast does to me. No, I'm totally kidding.
I do. Once I start on the podcast, the listener count goes down to like one.
Probably no one even listens anymore.
I do.
Well, at least someone does, I guess. No, actually, I know we have a very loyal listener who I would like to mention. Christopher, thank you very much for your comments and your feedback. Well, I will try to insert your comment at the end, but we're going to pause now because we have a phone call on. Okay, we're back. What were we talking about again?
Our loyal listener.
Our loyal listener, right. So, yeah, I will try to play the comment. The only reason why I may not be able to get into this podcast is because
the computer on
which it is currently on, the file that your comment is in, actually is not set up yet because I'm still in the midst of unpacking from school. And all that wonderful fun. So the computer is currently sitting in parts in my house somewhere.
Unknown.
I don't even make pieces of the computer all together. So I have a keyboard somewhere else. I don't even know. I'll try. See if I can get that set up soon. So this podcast may not go out today because I'd like to get the comment in the podcast.
Well, definitely won't go out today.
Oh no, are you kidding me? You're right, it won't. Of course it won't. When do I ever need things? Like, on time?
You do.
So, getting back to the icon, I just want to say that this podcast, I'm sure, will circle around because that's the way I do things. Sometimes, it's actually getting warm. Do you want to hold the icon for a second? I'm going to...
I'm talking, and I wonder if there's a way to tell how long this is going to be. Nope.
Did you just mess it up?
Yeah, okay. That's still good.
Can you hold this too? So I can tie this around my waist?
Anything else?
No. Cane? Oh yeah, you can hold my cane too. Yeah, why not? Okay,
so now that I'm holding just about everything known to man.
That's my purse, my icon, and my cane. It's getting warm. Okay, so we have a pause there. We'll have to rejoin them. Okay, I can have everything back now.
Sure. That.
I mean, unless you want to hold the icon, certainly.
That's okay.
That's okay. You don't want to do it. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, thank you very much, Christopher, for your feedback. And we're not on the test, but we will be. The icon, I have to say, like, I love my Braille note very much. But you can't beat it with the portability that it allows you to have. I'm definitely a very big fan of the icon.
It just occurred to me, did you check our Braille level?
No, I have it on auto, what you call it, and
thing. Oh. Okay.
That thing. So hopefully this will sound okay. I haven't ever used the icon to record a podcast, obviously.
Because it's so new.
Because it's so new, and I haven't had a lot of time or podcasting this year because I've been just so busy with things. But, maybe it's the summer. I'm actually going to Texas in a few weeks to visit my family. So maybe I'll try to get a recording of that. We're going to Dallas. And I kind of remember, though I could be wrong, so someone can correct me. But I do remember Larry did a Dallas podcast. Remember that? Or did you not listen to it? Anyway, he did. And so it sounded kind of cool. And there was definitely a fudgery there with the singing person, I think, that was in Dallas. Remember? No? Anyway, I'm pretty sure that was it. So I'm going to try to go there because I love fudge and I think it'd be cool.
You're going to bring some back, right?
No. I'm going to eat it all.
Okay.
I'll bring it back if I can. It doesn't melt. So I'm going to try to do that if we can, which that could be fun. like about the icon is that it really, for the address book feature, I find myself using it a lot more than I ever did with my Braille note, because...
You okay?
Yeah, apparently I can't walk today.
Well, it's the same thing with my cell phone. I'm trying to use the address book.
Because it's just so much more convenient. It's in your pocket, it's in your purse, whatever. And...
Or you're carrying it.
Yeah. In the Braille note, it's just a larger device, obviously. And as far as input methods, we both have Bluetooth keyboards for our icon. Excuse me. And we like them very much. And, I have to say...
You okay?
Yeah, I can't walk straight, though. I'm getting very comfortable with thumb Braille. I never thought I'd be this fast, and that was, like, one thing that that bothered me. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't.
That I kept
fast.
Saying?
Yeah. I mean, part of me still is like, oh, I wish I were faster, but I'm definitely getting, and the more I use it, I'm definitely improving my speed, so I can pretty much type whatever I need to type, whether it be, you know, anything really, something I want to write, or just or whatever it is. Sure. I mean, it would hurt probably after a while, but I think I could probably write a novel in thumb Braille. Don't you think?
Well, I think so.
It's possible. So that makes me happy because I'm very into the writing thing. So to have something that I couldn't write very fluidly with would kind of make me concerned. But now that I can write. With thumb Braille, I don't have any qualms, really. So let's see, that the icon was like the main thing I wanted to talk about. If any of you want me to go more in depth on any of these features, I will, but you can email me and I'll give you that information at the end. Or try to remember to. But there have been a few podcasts done about it, so I didn't really want to, you know, give you a tutorial style podcast because I feel like that would be a little boring.
That would be all cliche, but you didn't want to reinvent the wheel.
So, what else?
I think that's about it.
Oh, comment line number, do you remember it?
No.
Okay, well,
we'll edit that in when we get back.
I have a new comment line, which I have Christopher most great kindly has called. But I don't have the number because I can't remember it. I wonder if I have it in my address book.
206 something.
Yeah, well, obviously. I think they all are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that was pretty much it. Maybe at the end, if we hear any like fun waves or anything, we'll record again just because sometimes waves are really cool. It's starting to get really warm now. Yeah, I don't like this. Anyway.
Maybe the sweatshirt was bad idea.
Well, that's why I have a nice short sleeve shirt on now.
I know.
With a sweatshirt tied around my waist. I like the smell of salt water. What?
That's the broken up area.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Sorry, I keep crashing into you.
It's okay.
I think I'm going to put the icon back in my bag because I don't think we really have anything else to say. So, thanks for listening to my ramble, which I'm sure is ridiculously breathless because I'm really warm, so I profoundly apologize for the not-so-pleasant sound of my voice.
But we'll chat soon.
I will podcast you. I will try to podcast again soon, possibly more frequently than I have in the past. Take care. Thanks for listening. You can email me at mek55@optonline.net. That's mek55@optonline.net. Or you can visit the podcast blog page at mmrrpodcast.livejournal.com. And I will insert the K7 number at the end. If I have it anymore.
There we go.
Which we need somewhere probably. On my other computer, probably, but you know, we have it.
Well, okay, so that'll get done eventually.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye for now.
And I'll talk to you all soon. Hello, everyone. This is Megan. And I would just like to append the comment line number to this podcast. It is a bit later than I had anticipated due to the computer issue, which I described earlier in this podcast, and also due to the fact that I couldn't find a microphone for a really long time. I actually found how I'm using a different one. So hopefully this will be okay. Actually, it's the same model. It's the same type of microphone as was on my other computer, so I'm sure it sounds just fine. I hope, anyway. If not, you can complain. That's perfectly fine. I do apologize if the podcast that you have just heard or possibly just skimmed through was rather difficult to understand, because I was walking and I was holding the icon in my hand, and the microphone was really not in a very good position, and you heard my cane probably more than you heard me, and I was sort of out of breath because it was warm. It was like 80 degrees or 70 degrees or something like that. Anyway, before I ramble on anymore, I'll give you the number. The comment line number, for your information, is 206-888-2027. That's 206-888-2027. So if you would like to call, you can do so at that number. Or you can email me, as I said previously, at mek55@optonline.net, or comment on the mmrrpodcast.livejournal.com. That is the podcast page. Thank you all for your listening and for your patience with me, as I have not put one of these together in a very long time. Now I will play Christopher's comment. Thank you very much for this comment, as well as your other comments and your continuous emails. They have been very much appreciated. I appreciate any feedback from anyone. And thank you to everyone else who has listened. I know there are some of you out there. And thank you for staying subscribed and listening. I will try to talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Hi, Megan, this is Christopher. Please do more podcasts, and then after the end of the show, you please play your comment line for me, and make sure, that's why I want to tell you about that. Please do after the end. Now you want to play with me, please talk to me. And also, join the podcast about Christmas tree lighting and live journal overview. And I want to know what it does. I want to know what that means. I know what live journal does. And so I've been there a lot. And upgrade your... I don't have a count. And please do that. Do your podcast first. And after your podcast is over, please play your comment live from me. And thank you so much for calling you. Calling back to let you know about that. Thank you. Bye. Also, we'll just give you a few comments and let them know about that, about your podcast. So take care. Bye.